A political poem. You see, a poet called Kevin Higgins from Galway wrote a political poem about Irish water charges. And I admired the poem. I thought it was a terrifically good poem. But I didn't agree with his political point of view. So I decided, well, I'm going to write a poem myself. So here's what happened. Here's the poem that tried to express my point of view in relation to Irish water. It begins with a quote from Samuel Coleridge. Water, water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. I rambled thirsty as a shroud, from pub to pub and by the riverside. Paddy Power in sight, sure I'm right tight, a death to chasers coming. Fresh demand in post, investment dear, to plug the pipes that leak rainfall. In search of a drop to quench the thirst, to wet my whistle, ca the yenemied fasca gon I boshtuk, translated into water charge, hail stoning on showers. Taxpayers used to annexed wages, consumers used to value-added tax, now an extra fee. You pay more for a slash, extra for a poo. Water, water, never had so much to squelch and welch. Transparent pain, expensive rain. We conserve you with pleasure and hurt pockets where suffering's egg is spurned. I gamble boldly as a sect that floats on high o'er tombs of Micheál Kenny. We ourselves roll back the stone and bury both alive before the cock crows thrice. As for the whiskey, we drink it neat until the Republic sings the song of wandering Bacchus from the ocean of the West. The piece of Irish in the middle, ca the yenemid fasta gan boshtuk, is from a poem which I learnt at school, and I can't even remember who wrote it, but it's been, you know, these pieces of poetry that you learn off by heart and stick with you forever. It means, what will we do? I'm not sure what fasta means. The original is ca the yenemid fasta gan aimwid, without woods, without forests, without trees. But in this one it is, what will we do without rain? So, there we are. That's the poem anyway. It began with Samuel Coleridge's The Ancient Mariner. Water, water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. And the first line, I ramble thirsty as a shroud, is a pastiche, really, on Wordsworth's poem. I wandered lonely as a cloud. And then from pub to pub and by the riverside is a refrain from a song. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. Paddy Power in sight. Paddy Power's an Irish whiskey. Sure, I'm tight. Well, you know what that means. A death to chasers coming. Chasers are like what you have when you've had a pint and you want to have a short to go with it. Just wondering if there's anything else to explain in the poem for fun. You pay more for a slash. Well, I guess you understand that that's a word that men use for having a pee, or did when I was young. The reference to Welsh is actually to renege on a promise. I realise there's a lot of controversy around about the use of to Welsh on something, and various politicians have had to apologise after they use the word in parliaments. I didn't know that until after I decided I wanted to use it. I gamble boldly as a sect. Well, that's a refrain. Micheál Kenny is not a real person. Well, it's putting together two people. Micheál Martin, who's the political leader of Fianna Fáil, and Kenny, whatever his name, first name is, Enda Kenny. And they're in a kind of alliance, a political alliance. We ourselves is the translation into English of Sinn Féin. So the imagery is one of Sinn Féin rolling back the stone and burying both of the other parties alive. Before the cock crows thrice is kind of soon. And the Song of Wandering Bacchus is lifted from the Song of Wandering Angus by Yeats, W.B. Yeats, one of his early long poems. Anyway, there we are. For better or worse, some thoughts. Thanks very much for listening.